Well, that was an historic weekend, Lee. Oh yeah, that was line in the sand weekend. This really was historic for the Democrat Party. First time in its history where it made clear there's no place in the Democrat Party for Christians. There's no place for you. You are not welcome. You will be escorted out of the venue, yes, but also of the party. What can you do to get that to happen to you? Shout, Jesus is Lord or Jesus is King. That's enough to do it. Yeah, that'll get you kicked. You do nothing else. You're not, you know, in any way mean or mocking or anything like that. That is now considered trolling. And the whole scene, I mean, as the crowd is chanting at this Kamala rally, bye, 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 because you said Jesus is Lord? What? Okay, this is one of these moments here. There's so much going on. I could do the whole show on this today. I won't, but I could. There's so many important moments here, okay? She could have just ignored these kids. They're two university kids. And she was talking about how Donald Trump wanted to ban everybody's abortion when he appointed the current Supreme Court. No abortions were banned, but Democrat voters probably don't even know that. But anyway, so these kids are there. And so she's talking about abortion in the Supreme Court and they yell, Jesus is Lord. That's it. That's all they did. Nothing frightening or menacing. And they were escorted out. And they made the point on Fox News, not by Secret Service, not by the cops, you know, like because they were somehow out of control, but by the campaign staff. So, yeah, that starts to get interesting there. Okay, then that gets you an escort out. This is the official breakup of the Democrat Party and Christians. I mean, you know, it's been pretty clear they don't like us for a very long time. But this really sealed this because Kamala Harris could have ignored this. Just it was very light anyway. It was very low. When I was running the audio, I really had to turn it up to even hear it. She could have ignored this. But what does she do? She stops everything to mock them. To mock them and tell them you're in the wrong place. You're at the wrong rally.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
And the cackle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, right there. You Christians go to the one down the street. You're not welcome here. All you said was Jesus is Lord. That's all you said. You didn't criticize her. You didn't criticize the Democrats. You didn't do anything. And right there you have it. That's the whole thing. Here, I've got that audio. I love that audio.
There is something really bizarre with Kamala Harris's anti-Christian rhetoric and anti-Christian approach to public policy. That's right. Jesus is King.
Yeah. Right. And the Democrats have been very open, as has the New York Times and the Washington Post in their headlines. We're going to get rid of the First Amendment. Again, I keep saying this. The First Amendment is not just free speech. It's free speech for your minister. It's freedom of religion. It's freedom of assembly. You have to assemble to have freedom of religion. You have to have free speech to have freedom of religion. You actually have to have freedom of religion to have freedom of religion. That's all the First Amendment. When they're telling you, we're going to get rid of that, understand they're not just coming for your social media post. They're coming for your church. They're coming for your minister. Oh, Terry, you're just fear-mongering. No, they literally did that to traditional Catholics and lied about it. Don't forget this. This administration, a memo comes out, says, hey, we're infiltrating Catholic churches. We're infiltrating traditional Catholic groups inside of Catholic churches. Yeah. And then remember, the FBI director goes before Congress and lies, which is a felony. And says, no, it was just a memo. No big deal. We never did it. And then remember, it turns out not one, but two FBI branch offices infiltrated the Catholic Church. One of them recruited a choir director to spy on traditional conservative Catholics. So in other words, the FBI director didn't just lie. This is political persecution. They want to infiltrate churches and go after the most conservative people in the church. This is the future. This is the future. Meanwhile, well, yeah, if she wins, and I mean, meanwhile, you've got this huge problem with Kamala Harris. You know, they're persecuting Christians on the one hand while turning terrorists loose on the other. People on the terror watch list caught at the border turned loose. We learned last week that the federal air marshals are flying with January 6 suspects, not illegal immigrants who we don't even know who they are. They have no ID, but they're being put on planes. There's an absolute lack of regard for the safety of American people while we spend our time, quite frankly, persecuting Catholics and Christians and everybody else. Yes. Yes, absolutely, they will. It is. And I just thought the unmitigated gall of Kamala Harris going to a church after kicking Christians out. Wow. Well, here's what's fascinating. She kicks the Christians out yesterday, and we're going to get into this over the weekend. She kicks them out. No condemnation from anyone else in the Democrat Party. Not one word, which means Christians not invited to these rallies, not invited to our campaign events. If you're a Christian, if you want to use the word Jesus, then you get kicked out by the campaign staff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. More on this coming up. She stops the rally and makes a specific point of rejecting two people for yelling, Jesus is Lord. That's all they've said. There's no criticism of her. That's enough to get you thrown out.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
They're laughing them at them. They are mocking them. And then they're chanting, bye, 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 bye. I mean, the whole thing, and it's not just her. It's that she led the crowd. She's not awkward there because that's who she really is. That's Kamala. It's who she is. She hates Christians. She made it plain. She didn't have to do any of that. She could have just ignored them. Could have, you know, the campaign staff could have quietly removed them. It would have been a question of why were they removed? Were they a security threat? Who are they? We wouldn't have known. She did that on purpose to send a message. And this is while over the weekend, the Democrats continued with their rhetoric. Trump is going to be Mussolini. Trump is going to be Hitler. It's a hilarious Atlantic article we're going to get into. But do they really believe it, though? Do they really believe Christians are the evil enemy? Trump's going to be like Mussolini? I don't think they do. And you know what the proof is? Three swing state Democrat campaigns, statewide Democrat campaigns for Senate and for governor, Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, Elisa Slotkin in Michigan. All three of them running campaigns right now associating themselves with Donald Trump. Kamala Harris isn't in these ads. Trump is. They want you to think they are in partnership with Trump. Now, why would Democrats do that if Trump is the next Mussolini, if Trump is the next Hitler, if Trump is the next dictator and democracy itself is at stake? Take a listen. This is from Fox News this morning.
I want to play a compilation of political ads from Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, and Elisa Slotkin in Michigan, all Democrats, all promoting their connections to Donald Trump. Watch this.
Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking, and he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to stop them from cheating.
Tammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
And then she got President Biden to make it permanent.
That's why I wrote a law signed by President Trump forcing drug companies to show their actual prices.
No mention of Kamala Harris in any of those ads. Only Trump. The dictator. Mussolini? Got to save democracy from him because it could be a dictatorship. SEAL teams in the street assassinating political rivals, we're told by the mainstream media. It's weird we didn't see that, though, in the last Trump presidency. We didn't see anything like that. All we saw was prosperity until COVID hit. All we saw was prosperity. Well, we're supposed to believe that's the real case, but Democrats want to be associated with him, not her. Why? That just is fascinating. We'll dive into all of this. Meanwhile, for the first time in the Real Clear Politics average right now, Trump leads in all seven battleground states. Why do they want you to know this? Why do they want you to know this? Just one, you know, one of the things that our side does drives me nuts. If the polls are bad and show Trump's behind, then the pollsters are lying. The pollsters are lying. They're full of it. They're manipulating you. They're bad people. But let them put a poll out showing Trump's ahead. It's like, ah, look, everybody loves Trump. No, I thought you said those pollsters were lying. Well, yeah, they're lying pollsters. Well, but now they're saying Trump's ahead. Aren't they still lying? Aren't they still trying to manipulate you? Well, no, they're telling the truth. No, they're still trying to manipulate you. Folks, the instant these polls all turned for Trump was right after Charlie Cook with Cook Political Report, very highly respected. I did a free internship for them when I was in college. Charlie Cook came out with a report seeing that we are looking at the reverse of the political dynamic in this country, where the most motivated voters, the A voters, are in the majority voting for Kamala. And the lesser motivated voters, the moderate to low motivation voters, they're voting for Trump. They don't show up, she wins. At the almost instant that Charlie Cook published that analysis, taken across multiple polls, it was a good analysis too, the polls flipped. No, oh, Trump's winning. Stay home. Shoot. You probably got to mow your lawn today. Yeah, those lines are long. Look, Trump's got this. It's going to be fine. Just stay home. That's what they're doing, right? These polls are always a manipulation, always. And they're going the opposite of what they've done in previous years. So we'll get into that and more. So much news this weekend. Keep it tuned right here to 98.9 WORD.
Over 20 years.
This is officially the weekend the Democrat Party broke up with Christians. Wasn't just what Kamala Harris said at that rally. It was the way the crowd mocked two kids, and these were students, who yelled, "Jesus is Lord." We're going to have more on that coming up. But this is a watershed moment. This is one of these moments where something it becomes clear to folks that wasn't clear before. Christians are not welcome inside the Democrat Party, not if you're openly Christian. Actually, you know what? I'll go ahead and play. This is from one of the two students. They were students who yelled, "Jesus is Lord." And she stopped the whole thing. She stops close. She could have ignored them, but she didn't. He says what happens next.
This is a small venue, and we're about 20 to 30 yards away from Kamala at this point. There's a lot of controversy that says she wasn't talking to us, or we'd laugh if we didn't get kicked out. Well, I can speak on Grant and I's behalf. On video, Grant's getting pushed and shoved. And there's about 5 seconds after or before she tells us to go to the smaller rally down the street. You can see on the video she waves. She was actually waving to me. I took this cross off my neck that I wear. And as we were getting asked to leave, I held it up in the air and waved at her and pointed to her. And she looked directly in the eye, kind of gave me an evil smirk. And yeah, I just want to clear that up and confirm that she 100% was talking to us. Mm-hmm. And there's other controversy that says we left. We were getting shouted at, pushed, assaulted, screamed at. So we were walking away. But there was about three attendees there, volunteers, that kicked us out with badges or whatever they had. And I specifically remember this one man saying, "You were uninvited and unwelcome to this event. You need to leave." And all they did was walk us out the door. They didn't tell us why. No cops escorted us out. No Secret Service. And yeah, that's our story.
So where was this event held?
What we now know, you yelled "Jesus is Lord" at a Democrat rally. Not only will the Democrat mock you, i.e. Kamala Harris, the crowd will mock you too. Cheering, laughing, and then chanting bye-bye. That's where we are as a country. Christians better take note of this. Christians sitting around ticking off all of the reasons, and there aren't a lot of people like this, that Donald Trump isn't the perfect guy. You want this running the country? You want more FBI infiltration into our churches? That's what you get. I mean, they're flat out telling you, we're going to end the First Amendment. We're going to end it. Well, that is religious freedom. It's gone. Meanwhile, crazy Ann Applebaum. Have you seen this? Over at The Atlantic. This is so over the top. The headline on The Atlantic article. Everybody's talking about this weekend. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. The former president has brought dehumanizing language into the American presidential politics. Okay, this is from the same people who tell you he's going to use SEAL Team 6 to execute his enemies. That is so absurd. I mean, it's as if he never held office before. And we don't know what he'll do. Just unbelievable. We're going to get into this article as well, too. And they're forecasting this language isn't merely ugly or repellent, as they're kicking Christians out. These words belong to a particular tradition. Adolf Hitler used these kinds of terms often. In 1938, he praised his compatriots who helped cleanse Germany of all those parasites who drank at the well of the despair of the fatherland and the people. So she's saying, they're saying, this guy's going to be a dictator and we are the only ones who can save you from him. But it's weird. At the same time, you've got three candidates in three of the tightest races in this country in swing states. Bob Casey, Tammy Baldwin, these are Senate and governor's races, and Elisa Slotkin, all three Democrats. And the campaign ads they're running right now have no Kamala Harris in them. In fact, they cast themselves as allies of Trump. Again, these are Democrats. If they actually believe that Donald Trump is a dictator, and they believe that their followers believe that Donald Trump is a dictator, why would you leave Kamala out of your commercials and paint yourself as an ally of a dictator, Donald Trump? But it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. All right. Meanwhile, folks, this was a made for Trump campaign ad. I don't know if Lizzo is on the Trump payroll. She should be after this one. Brought in to attract people. People thought Lizzo was going to sit. That's why she showed up. That's why they showed up. Instead, she shows up to stump for Kamala, doesn't sing. Kamala talks for 6.5 minutes, looks exhausted, and then wanders off. It was very strange. But in the Made for Trump campaign commercials, she said this. Here we go.
I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit.
That's what we've been saying.
Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
Broke and crime-ridden like Detroit. Highest or among the highest, depending on the year. Murder, well, because it's hard to say because the FBI is lying about crime stats, as we learned last week. Highest or among the highest murder rate in the country? Tournament's going to be awesome. It is going to be so amazing. Can't hold your conference there because you could get killed or hurt. Criminals run the streets. Law-abiding citizens or second-class citizens. Unbelievable. Absolute lawfare with criminals benefiting. So I'm glad she agrees.
I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
Well, folks, as the governor, Democrat governor of North Carolina, correctly said, if Kamala Harris wins North Carolina, she's president. That is true. Trump must win. It is in the must-win column for Trump. Trump today is going to Swannanoa, which is in Buncombe County. It's near Asheville. I should say he's going to what's left of Swannanoa. And this is what has really been worrying me. We're getting some stats out of these counties that were not hard hit are showing incredible things in North Carolina, things we could be very excited about. Record-breaking rural and Republican turnout. And I mean, it's not even close. However, in those 4 to 5 critical counties around Buncombe, turnout much lighter. This is some of the most conservative counties in the state. Trump absolutely needs this as a counterweight to Wake County, which is Raleigh, Durham area, Chapel Hill area, and Charlotte. So Madison, Mitchell, Avery, Ashe, Allegheny, parts of those counties not even enterable. We don't even know how some folks out there are faring. And so what Joe Biden did, and it was so evil, what Joe Biden did was the, remember this, the guy, I keep emphasizing this, the governor, Roy Cooper, Democrat, on day one, September 27th, as the hurricane is hitting, requested military assistance. Joe Biden waits almost six days to sign. All he had to do was sign. He spends the first 2 days on the beach, can't be bothered to dispatch the military till 5 days later, almost six. Why? Because they know early voting's coming and they don't want to help these people. It's about suppressing and depressing the vote. It's about knowing that the people who need the help the most, those are that are in far-flung terrain that really need the military rescue. FEMA doesn't go out to these places, folks. You got to understand. That's not their job. People have used the lack of response. They've used FEMA as the catch-all. This is not FEMA. This is Joe Biden deliberately delaying aid in a way we will eventually find out killed people. And they don't care. So he waits almost six days to dispatch the military. There are 100 choppers sitting there at the base that could be used. He only dispatches 8. That's it. Why? Because they want to make sure that votes and people can't be moved by them to places where they could more easily vote. So in these counties, we literally have election places being set up in tents. We have people where they have no cell service, no electricity, and no running water. We are getting pictures out of there where people are camping in tents on their land where their house used to be. It's not even clear if they know that early voting has started. Some of these people, it is believed, could have escaped on their own. They would have had to walk out. They're behind multiple roads that are blocked. We've got some more on that from Fox News this morning. So here's what I'm telling you. You need to vote for them up in North Carolina. It's not good enough for you to just vote. No. You got to take somebody with you. Because I'm looking at the map right now. And the lowest turnout in the state is in these storm-ravaged areas. And these are critical Republican areas. Yes, I know Buncombe County is blue and there's 100,000 Democrats there, right? But the biggest devastation is right outside of Buncombe County. It's 4 to 5 counties. There are 90,000 Republicans there. That is that stronghold. They've got to get out. So what if you live in North Carolina, it's not good enough just to go ahead and vote. You need to take somebody with you. And you have got to early vote. No waiting till the election day. Look, we just interviewed the Republican Party chair. I did on Friday, the Republican Party chairman of Transylvania County up in the mountains of North Carolina. Here's what he said. The lines were so long on early voting, the first open day that I watched, we watched 2 to 3% of people pull up in the parking lot and drive away. Your plan cannot be to wait till election day. That cannot be your plan because you're going to let us down. You're going to let us down unless you're planning to take the entire day off from work and stand there all day long. Don't plan to vote on your lunch hour because that ain't happening. An hour is not going to do it. Don't plan on voting an hour before work because you're not going to vote. Go now. Bank your vote now. I'm going to get into this more throughout the rest of the show. I have been harassing relatives that haven't heard from me in years. Yeah, that's embarrassing. It's a little uncomfortable. You voted? You're going to vote? You're going to go voting? Vote now. Vote now during early voting. Now is the time to vote. Now, 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 now. Bank your vote. So geniuses on our side are like, no, I'm going to keep it a secret how many of us will vote. I'll go the last day. Well, I'm going to read through how Democrats are taking advantage of that mentality in state after state after state after state. Putting out too few voting machines, backing the lines up even further, ordering, oops, the wrong ballots, a couple inches too short. What does it do? It jams the machine. 7-hour wait in Arizona. We got a Democrat governor out of that because they did it in the most Republican areas. Whole list of how Democrats are taking advantage of that. You're not fooling them by waiting till the last minute. You're not. You're not fooling them. You're not getting one up on them, and we don't want, it's just crazy rumor. Hey, we'll deny them the knowledge of how many of us have voted. Well, you're not going to get to vote if the lights go out. And believe you me, we've seen this. Water main breaks, allegedly a mess. All right, we'll be right back.